Let's sing verse 1 again. You can feel free to stand up. You can feel free to sit down. But let's sing this a little slower. And as we sing, breathe deeper. Okay? Amen.
Oh, Lord, breathe thy spirit on me. Teach me how to breathe in. Help me pour into thy bosom all my life of doubt and sin. I am free of my sorrow.
Even just by singing a little slower, there's a little different feeling. Now, every hymn was written out of someone's appreciation or experience. And certain hymns are in the first person, like this one. I am breathing out my sorrow. I am breathing out my sin. Certain particular hymns like this are especially good to use in our private time with the Lord. When you sing this, it becomes your testimony. And you can turn these words into your own prayer. The hymns that we have suggested to you each day were chosen with much thoughtfulness. I hope you would consider them. I hope you would go back to them. Such a hymn. Let's go on to verse. We can go to verse 2. Let's sing verse 2. Also like this. Church meeting when we're together. We always hope that as you're singing, you would be exercising your spirit to follow the Lord's anointing. You know, the Lord has His feeling. The Lord has His mind. And as we're singing and exercising the spirit, the Lord will anoint His feeling into us. So that's why as we're singing, at certain times, in certain hymns, don't you have more feeling about one phrase, one word, one stanza? I hope that's why after we sing in a corporate time like this, you want to stand up or you want to pray out something because that particular verse touched you in a certain way. I hope you don't do it just because that's the local church way. That's the churchy thing to do. I hope it's that there's some inner activity that is resulting in some outward expression. All the more in our personal time. As you're singing a verse like this, it could be that when you pray this, you sing this, letting go my strength and weakness. You have a certain feeling. Now, when 1,300 of us are singing together, you have a feeling, you can't say, wait, I want to pray. But when you're alone, you can stop at any time. Please excuse my poor voice. I'm going to demonstrate something. I'm doing a disclaimer before I begin. Maybe I would be enjoying this, and I would, I am breathing out my own life, that I may be filled with thine, letting go my strength and, oh Lord, Lord, I let go. Lord, I let go. I let go of my weakness. I use my weakness as an excuse too often. Please forgive me. I can do all things in you. I take this promise. I let go of my weakness. Oh Lord, be my strength. You know what you're doing at that moment? Is you're breathing out your weakness. And you're breathing in His strength. I may have to keep you all here. Is that okay? I don't know when we may break into song. Amen. Okay. Let's sing. Let's sing one more. How about number four? Number four is very tender. I mean verse four in the same hymn. We're staying with this hymn. We're staying with this hymn. Was there any anointing? Was there some word or phrase that spoke to you? I hope when you go to practice in less than 20 minutes, we hope to give you about 15 minutes today. I hope when you go, maybe you would sing this. But never be bound to sing the entire hymn. When you're with the Lord, you can be very flexible. Actually, it's not you being flexible, it's you just following the Lord's anointing. He is very flexible. We shouldn't put Him into a kind of a box and limit Him that it's the same way every day. The Lord, in Song of Songs, is pictured as one who is outside. I'm sleeping in the bed. And He's outside and I see Him through the lattice. And what's He doing in the Song of Songs? He's skipping. He's jumping. That's our Lord. And in the morning, we may be shut up in our little morning revival box. It's got to be this way because this is what I do. This is what I learned. I hope we would learn to follow the skipping Lord in our morning time with Him. As we mentioned yesterday, our burden is not to tell you how important morning watch is, how important it is to spend time with the Lord. We believe that everyone here agrees with this. And everyone here values this. What we'd like to do is to, again, upgrade, if possible, your experience, the quality of your experience in your personal time. And so we would encourage you to use the hymns, especially the hymns in our hymnal. There are very many hymns, again, many of them written in the first person, that can become the fuel for our prayer. You know, let's see. Let's go back to verse 4. I am breathing out my sorrow on thy kind and gentle breath. I don't speak this way in common day language. But A.B. Simpson, he wrote this. He had this experience. He wrote it down. And now I can enjoy the heritage in the body of Christ. And I can draw from that to have further experience of the same point. I don't speak this way, but now that it's there, I have feeling. Why? Because I have the same experience he has. I'm not gifted this way to put it to, you know, to write lyrics like this, but I don't need to be. I have a prayer book right here. And I can use these words for my prayer. So we'd like to encourage you. How about number six? Let's do number six. Verse six. To read these words, I'm breathing out my longing. My longing. Don't you have longing? In thy listening, loving ear, I am breathing in thy answers. Yeah. You know, sometimes the Lord's answer to our longing is no. We resist. But we have to breathe out our longing and breathe in his answer, stilling every doubt and fear. Anyway, I hope you would practice. I hope you would practice. I think we can release you all now. Thank you. But I hope by this little demonstration, you could learn a little something and put into practice as the Lord leads you. And I believe he would lead you. We are blessed in our hymnal with, as I mentioned, a rich heritage of hymns, which are experiences, penned experiences of brothers and sisters who have gone before us in the body of Christ. And they went ahead of us and they experienced these things. These experiences await us. And as we're passing through these experiences, these hymns become more and more meaningful. And we can use these words as a kind of springboard into prayer. As I mentioned earlier, you're never bound to sing the whole song. Actually, you're not bound to finish one stanza. Actually, you're not bound to finish one line in the chorus. Right? I'm breathing out my sorrow. I'm breathing out my sin. Maybe right there as you're singing that, I'm breathing out my sin, the Lord would bring to mind something from yesterday. A thought, a stray thought. Some thought as you put your head to the pillow last night that became an insulation between you and the Lord for this morning. You know, how we are with the Lord in the morning, in our morning time, actually has a lot to do with what we do right before we go to bed. Where is our inner being in the last few minutes before we go to sleep? That affects our morning time also. So we should be on guard. But anyway, I hope this matter of the hymns would become a blessing to you. This morning we want to touch some more points. On page 5, we're on Morning Watch Day 2. I hope we're all together there. And today we'd like to talk about this matter of breathing. Breathing. Somewhat I've touched the burden already through the use of this hymn. I hope you would all recall the fellowship from yesterday. I know because of the practicality of the length of the line at breakfast, some of you were not able to hear the first part of the fellowship. I just want to repeat this with a minute or two. Two points. And again, these are not messages and these are not even exhortations. What we'd like to do is to give you some handle, some practical points some tips, if you would, of how to have personal time with the Lord. These are all matters for your practice. And we touched upon two points yesterday. The first is the goal. The goal of our time with the Lord is a person. The goal of our time with the Lord is just to contact this person, the wonderful, adorable Lord Jesus Christ. It's just to see Him, to behold Him, to breathe Him, to absorb Him, to contact Him. He is the goal. The goal is not singing certain hymns or prayer reading certain verses. The quality of our morning time, our personal time, is not measured by how many verses we finish prayer reading. It's measured by, do we contact the Lord? Do we come into the presence of the Lord? That's the goal. And then we also talked about the matter of stopping our being. Stopping our being. You can, if you didn't read that yet, you can read on page 3, the excerpts. There it talks about stopping our outward being. But we also saw that we have to stop our inward being. Right? And we stop our outward being by being in a private place. You know, it's very good. Of course, here we're not in the place we usually pray. If you choose to stay sitting here, there will be a person next to you or two or three seats from you. There will be sounds. There will be people walking around. If you're outside on the lawn there, there's many distractions. As a regular practice, you should choose a place of prayer. You should have a place. What Matthew 6:6 calls your closet. And sometimes closets are a good place. Because you can shut the door. But choose a place distraction-free, or a place that you can remove the distractions from. But if you can't do that, then often we encourage people, close your eyes. You know, the Lord Jesus, His example in the New Testament, is that when He prayed, He opened His eyes, and He looked to heaven. Yeah, if I do that, I see too many people. Maybe I get distracted by an airplane. So it's better for me not to do that. That's the Lord Jesus. He could pray that way. Me, I better close my eyes. But we mentioned yesterday, sometimes closing our eyes is not advisable. Why? Because you're too tired and you may fall into a good sleep. Don't be condemned. That may be the sweetest sleep that you've had in a few days. In the presence of the Lord. But how do we stop the inner activity? And this is what we talked about yesterday. Because I've been studying this matter for more than 30 years in my own experience and also in the experience of many saints. And I've come to find this, that not just with young people, but with all saints of all ages, of all backgrounds, actually on all the continents, pretty much the same. Everyone agrees that the number one frustration to the personal time with the Lord is our wandering mind. Do you have this experience? Where you start to pray. You start to pray. Maybe it's these verses from today. Always rejoice. Oh, I hope you could enjoy these verses here. Or don't be bound by this. You can take other verses. But suppose you take 1 Thessalonians 5. Always rejoice. Now you're praying. Always rejoice. Amen. Always rejoice. And right away, something from like a dart. I forgot to make that call yesterday. I was supposed to make a call yesterday. I mean, this is true. It's not an example. This happened to me this morning, actually. I'm supposed to secure a flight for a certain trip. And I'm, oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I forget when I'm supposed to remember, and I remember when I don't need to. It's just, does this happen to you? And then I'm thinking, should I do it now? Well, what flight should I get? At that time, this time, and then, oh yeah, amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, always rejoice. But I lost 2 minutes. I lost 2 minutes wandering. You know, if you're only securing 10 minutes with the Lord, 2 minutes is very valuable. Now, if it were only 2 minutes, it wouldn't be so bad. But after you come back from these 2 minutes, you start to pray, and then, I wonder what's for lunch today. How many of you have ever thought of your meals during your morning time with the Lord? Yeah, it's this way. And then you come back. So you spend 3 minutes over there. Then you come back. Amen. Unceasingly. That's a really long walk that we have to take. I wonder what the temperature is going to be today. Did he say 100 degrees? Was it 100 yesterday? I don't think it was 100 yesterday. And you just go on and on. 2 more minutes. Of how many? 2, 3, 2, 7 minutes. How long are you spending? 10. And half of the 3 leftover minutes, you're struggling. So which hymn? It could be we only have 1 or 2 quality minutes with the Lord. No wonder when you're facing temptations in your daily life, there's no power to resist. No wonder in the Lord's Day meetings, there's not a rich overflow. Because maybe we ask you, did you have your morning revival? Or some say, did you do morning revival? Oh, yeah. But it was this kind of morning revival. No wonder our meetings are not so rich sometimes. Oh, dear saints, this is very basic, but the enemy fights this maybe more than anything. So we have to be on guard. We have to be on guard. And we have to exercise to what? To learn to take captive the thoughts, to stop our inner being, actually to rule over our inner being. This matter of breathing is very key. Sometimes the reason that our thoughts wander so much is that there are things in our heart. There are things that we let into our being, and they are, you could say, clogging the inner chambers of our heart. It might be sin, but it doesn't necessarily have to be sinful things. It could be other things, like the hymn says, longings. It could be other desires, other things in our lives that are clogging our inner being. And we have to not only confess these things, we have to breathe these things out. This excerpt here, and I really would recommend to you this book that is cited here, How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God. That's the source of this material. I'm going to read a little from the first column. In the middle, it says, those who are experienced know that we need set times to devote ourselves to absorbing God. A little bit lower, it says, we should find a quiet and open space and spend time to breathe deeply. Deep breathing is beneficial to our health. If we only breathe normally, we cannot remove more than a certain amount of carbon dioxide. In order to remove more than this amount, we must breathe deeply. It is also through breathing deeply that a fresh supply of oxygen is able to fill more of our lungs. A good exercise in deep breathing thoroughly cleanses our lungs. What this symbolizes, saints, is that within us, there are some things deep within us. Commonly, in our daily life, we can call on the Lord, we can sing, we can pray read, and we enjoy, but those things are still there. We need some set times with the Lord, like these set personal times, like the time, the 15 minutes you'll have right now, to breathe more deeply, to allow what's deep within us to come out before the Lord, to confess those things, as I illustrated earlier, even to confess our weakness. And then there'll be room within us to breathe in His strength. This is by our prayer.
The Lord, as our shepherd, will guide us. You don't have to be introspective. You don't have to look for these things. In our personal prayer, the Lord will bring things to mind. As He brings those things to mind, we just breathe them out and then breathe Him in. Don't focus and don't look for things to breathe out. Our goal is what? The person. We just want Him. As we're praying, as we're singing, as we're calling, as we're enjoying Him, He will bring things to mind. As He brings them, we breathe them out and we breathe Him in. We breathe Him in. Okay, I think maybe that's good. This just needs practice.